you're on.
Life is good, Doug. We will call the Gates County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. 8:32 on the clock.
Well, I'm not worried about
the open meetings act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Haxby, Schuler, Tiemann, and Dorn, and Juergens. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented. Mr. Byers is not with us today, so someone else is going to have to take the lead.
I'll make that motion.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Schuler. Any discussion? Please vote.
I mean, yes.
Or five in favor. Motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to accept the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Schuler. Thank you both. Any discussion? Please vote. Five in favor. Motion carries. I thought I saw Mr. Lytle coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items? Morning, Counselor. Patty? Mr. Juergens? Anything for Patty? I can see you just chomping at the bit. You're wanting something.
I've got other stuff in my brain right
oh.
now.
If there's nothing...
I'm working on values, so be prepared for June and July.
Did anyone come in and visit with you about valuations that they thought were wrong in the southern part of the county, or have you...
I went. Well, we did Blue Springs.
Was there a lot of changes? Oh, there was.
But only... Basically, because what's going on down there is a lot of different things. The foundation, Margaret Foundation. There's a lot of houses being torn down. There's a lot of stuff being remodeled inside homes.
That's good news.
And I think that, from what I read, they were going to bring in... Do you know, Don, for sure, spec homes or something? There's a guy that moved into Blue Springs, and he lives in a big house that I think Rex had something to do with remodeling. And I think he's going to bring in some homes or something.
Well, before COVID come about, there was a fundraiser, I think it was, for one property at a time that I attended, and they had a gentleman there, a young gentleman that was a carpenter, was...
Yeah.
Proposing to build a spec home. Well, then when COVID hit, I think, I don't know what happened, but my impression was that slowed everything down for him. And
well, I think they've cleared some lots off, and they're going to bring in some, like, little maybe homes. And then they're also, what else? We had our first sale of like $130,000 in Blue Springs, so it's quite an amount for what's that main house on the A Street, the Porter Street.
Oh yeah, that's old.
130. We had a $200,000 home plus in Wymore. Cover all of those. So.
In Wymore?
They're laughing.
Moving on.
So we'll see. I mean, yeah, I was working with my liaison yesterday because, you know, there's a lot of sales that have, some of them are pretty questionable of how they even got appraised by fee appraisers up as high as they sold for and around the county. So.
Well, anything's worth what somebody will pay for it. That's what the value is, whether the appraiser thinks so or not.
Just remember, the unsold's treated the same as the sold, and that's what gets complicated.
I know the way you value things makes people mad sometimes.
I can't chase a sale by just the sale price and take it to the sale price, because if there's other homes that are similar, those have got to be looked at on the same
if there aren't any,
level.
If there aren't any further questions for Patty, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:36.